Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Everyday Chinese. In our previous lesson, we taught you 12 important grammar points of HSK1. Do you remember? Today, we are going to teach you 15 important grammar points of HSK2. We hope your Chinese could get better after learning. Alright, let's take a look. 1. Conjunctions. 因为所以 because 因为 plus a cause 所以 plus an effect. For example, 因为他生病了所以没去学校。因为他生病了所以没去学校。因为昨天下雨所以我们没去打篮球。因为昨天下雨所以我们没去打篮球。虽然但是 although 虽然 plus a statement但是 plus the main statement. The formal statement makes the main statement seem surprising or unlikely. For example, 虽然汉字很难,但是我喜欢学习汉字。虽然汉字很难,但是我喜欢学习汉字。虽然外面很冷,但是房间里很热。虽然外面很冷,但是房间里很热。 2. Aspect particles 遮 The structure is verb plus 遮 plus object.A verb followed by 遮 indicates a continuous action or state. You should use 没 to negate the action or state. For example, 他穿着红色的衣服。他穿着红色的衣服。我没拿着书。我没拿着书。过 Verb plus 过 plus object. A verb followed by 过 usually indicates that an action has been experienced in the past. It should be negated with 没 or 没有. For example, 我看过这个电影。我看过这个电影。他没去过中国。他没去过中国。3. The modal adverb 还 used to say something is acceptable. The structure is subject plus 还 plus adjective. For example,
你的身体怎么样?
还好。
你的身体怎么样?
还好。
你觉得这件衣服怎么样?
还不错。
你觉得这件衣服怎么样?
还不错。
Still, yet. The negative form is,Subject plus 还没 plus verb. For example,
十点了,他还在睡觉呢。十点了,他还在睡觉呢。你怎么还没吃饭?你怎么还没吃饭?
4. The adverb 旧 1. Used to indicate a conclusion or resolution that is made on the basis of the previous statement. The structure is 旧 plus verb. For example,
你不想去就在家休息吧。你不想去就在家休息吧。
那家店人太多了，我们就在这家店吃吧。
那家店人太多了，我们就在这家店吃吧。
2. Use for emphasis, indicating something happened earlier or sooner than expected. For example,
我四十分钟前就到了。我四十分钟前就到了。他们七点就到学校了。他们七点就到学校了。
5. Preposition 从 It means from. Starting at a particular time, place, position, etc. It's often used with 到. The structure is从 A 到 B. For example,
从北京到上海需要坐两个小时的飞机。从北京到上海需要坐两个小时的飞机。从早上到现在我还没吃东西呢。从早上到现在我还没吃东西呢。
对。It is used to say which thing or person your statement or question is related to. The structure is subject plus 对 plus object plus verb or adjective. For example,
跑步对身体很好。跑步对身体很好。
看中文电影对学汉语有帮助。看中文电影对学汉语有帮助。
网 is used to say where someone or something goes. The structure is 网 plus direction plus verb. For example,
从这儿往前走就是我们学校了。从这儿往前走就是我们学校了。
你看，往左走是医院，往右走是银行。
你看，往左走是医院，往右走是银行。
6. The the phrase. The can be used after a pronoun, adjective, or verb to form a phrase, which is equivalent to a nominal phrase. For example,
这本书不是我的。这本书不是我的。这个杯子是昨天买的。这个杯子是昨天买的。
7. Expressions of approximation.
几 plus many words plus none.
几 indicates a small number of things or people, usually less than 10, and followed by a many word.
For example, 车上有几个人？车上有几个人？我想买几本书。我想买几本书。
十几 indicates a number greater than 10 but less than 20.
十几个人。十几个人。
几十 indicates a number greater than 20 while less than 100.
几十个人。几十个人。 number plus mirror words plus 多 plus none.
When the number is less than 10, 多 should be put after mirror word.
两个多星期两个多星期五个多月五个多月三年多三年多
When the number is more than 10, 多 is put before the mirror word. In this case,
多 and 几 are interchangeable. 十多个月十几个月十多个月十几个月六十多块钱六十几块钱六十多块钱六十几块钱八十多个人八十几个人八十多个人八十几个人
Take note, 十块多 means more than $10, less than $11. However, 十多块 means more than $10, less than $20.
8. Complements. State complement. The structure is subject plus verb.Plus the plus adjective. It describes or evaluates the result, degree, or state of action. For example,
他说的很好。他说的很好。我起得很早。我起得很早。
If the verb takes an object, the verb can be reduplicated. For example,
他说汉语说得很好。他说汉语说得很好。妹妹唱歌唱得不错。妹妹唱歌唱得不错。
The negative form is,Subject plus verb plus 的 plus 不 plus adjective. For example,
他说的不好。他说的不好。我住的不远。我住的不远。
The affirmative negative question form is subject plus verb plus 的 plus adjective plus 不 then plus adjective. For example,
我说的对不对？我说的对不对？你住的远不远？你住的远不远？
Result complement. Some verbs or adjectives can be used after a verb to add remarks about the result of action. They are called result complement. The structure is subject plus verb plus result complement plus object plus 了. For example,
我看见你的妈妈了。我看见你的妈妈了。
大卫找到工作了。大卫找到工作了。
我听懂今天的汉语课了。我听懂今天的汉语课了。
The negative form is subject plus 没有 plus verb plus result complement.Plus object. For example,
我没有看见你的女朋友。我没有看见你的女朋友。我没听懂她说的话。我没听懂
他说的话。我没做完考试题。我没做完考试题。
Frequency complement 次 When indicating the number of times that action has taken place, you can use 次 after the predicate verb.
我们看过两次电影。我们看过两次电影。我在这个商店买过一次东西。我在这个商店买过一次东西。
Take note. When the object is a place, you can also put 次 after the object. For example,
他去过北京三次。他去过三次北京。他去过北京。三次，他去过三次北京。我上个星期去过医院一次。我上个星期去过一次医院。我上个星期去过医院一次。我上个星期去过一次医院。
When the object is a personal pronoun, 次 must be put after the object.
老师叫过我两次。老师叫过我两次。他们问过我一次。他们问过我一次。
9. Reduplication. Reduplication of verbs. It indicates a short time, a small quantity, a slight degree or attempt, conveying a relaxed and light mood. It is often used in spoken Chinese. Reduplication of monosyllabic verbs. AA or AEA.
说说说说一说说说说说一说听听听听一听听听听听一听看看看看一看看看看看一看
Reduplication of disyllabic verbs A, B, A, B
学习学习学习学习学习学习准备准备准备准备准备准备运动运动运动运动运动运动
Reduplication of minor words. The structure is subject plus minor word plus minor word plus though it means every each emphasizing that a specific feature is shared by every member in a certain group usually followed by though
同学们个个都很高兴同学们个个都很高兴这个商店的衣服件件都很漂亮。这个商店的衣服件件都很漂亮。
10. Numeral classifier 一下 is used after a verb to indicate a short action, similar to the reduplication of a verb.
你休息一下吧。你休息休息吧。你休息一下吧。你休息休息吧。
我看一下这本书。
我看看这本书。
我看一下这本书。
我看看这本书。
我问一下老师。
我问问老师。
我问一下老师。
我问问老师。
11. Affirmative negative questions. There are two structures. 1. Verb, not verb. 2. Adjective, not adjective. In Chinese, we can also use the two structures to indicate a yes-no question.
你吃不吃苹果？你吃不吃苹果？
你想不想看电影？
你想不想看电影？
12. The sentence B. The structure is A, B, B plus adjective. For example,
哥哥比姐姐高。
哥哥比姐姐高。
今天比昨天冷。
今天比昨天冷。The negative form is A 没有 B plus adjective. For example,
哥哥没有姐姐高。
哥哥没有姐姐高。
今天没有昨天冷。
今天没有昨天冷。A, B, B plus adjective plus 一点儿的多 or number in mirror word. The words indicating degree should be put after adjectives.
哥哥比姐姐高一点儿。
哥哥比姐姐高一点儿。
今天比昨天冷得多。
今天比昨天冷得多。
西瓜比苹果贵三块钱。
西瓜比苹果贵三块钱。The structure A, B, B plus verb 的 plus adjective can be replaced with A, verb 的 plus B, B plus adjective.
他比我学得好。
他学得比我好。
他比我学得好。
他学得比我好。
姐姐比我跑得快。
姐姐跑得比我快。
姐姐比我跑得快。
姐姐跑得比我快。
朋友比我唱得好。
朋友唱得比我好。
朋友比我唱得好。
朋友唱得比我好。13. Pivotal sentence. The predicate of a pivotal sentence has two verbs. The former one's object is the latter one's subject. The former verb usually are these words, like 请。
让，叫，我请你吃饭。
我请你
吃饭。你让我再想想。你让我再想想。我叫人去看看。我叫人去看看。
14. The rhetorical question, 不是吗? It is often used to remind someone of something, or to show confusion or dissatisfaction.
不是说今天有雨吗?怎么没下?不是说今天有雨吗?怎么没下?你不是北京人吗?怎么不会说北京话?你不是北京人吗?怎么不会说北京话?
15. The imperative sentence. There are two structures. 1.
不要 plus verb plus object plus 了
2. 别 plus verb plus object plus 了 The two structures are used to dissuade or forbid somebody from doing something.
不要玩手机了。不要玩手机了。不要看电视了。不要看电视了。别睡觉了。别睡觉了。别吃巧克力了。别吃巧克力了。
Well, that's it for today. If you enjoyed this video, don't forget to like and subscribe. We'll see you in the next video.